Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary backs Elon Musk joining a Trump White House Government Efficiency Commission. By Warner Todd Houston on August 14, 2024. Kevin O'Leary, the star of Shark Tank, thinks it is a good idea for billionaire tech entrepreneur Elon Musk to join a possible Donald Trump administration or even his presidential cabinet. O'Leary told Fox Business Network's The Big Money Show Tuesday that he hopes that Musk does end up in Trump's orbit if the former president should win the 2024 election for the White House. The idea came from Musk himself when, during his chat with Trump on X, he volunteered to help the GOP nominee launch a government efficiency commission if Trump gains a second term in the White House. "I am a huge fan of Elon Musk," the investor said before adding, "Full disclosure, my son works for him and loves his job at Tesla. And I think that Elon is a modern-day Bruce Wayne. If he got involved with government, it would be a good thing for everybody in America." Musk told Trump that something needs to be done about the mountains of regulations strangling American innovation and ingenuity. "I think it would be great to just have a government efficiency commission that takes a look at these things and just ensures that the taxpayer money, the taxpayers' hard-earned money, is spent in a good way," Musk told an agreeable Trump during Tuesday's X Space interview. "And I'd be happy to help out on such a commission if it were formed." O'Leary is all in for such an effort, especially if Musk is involved. The guy's an OBS guy. He's very transparent and he really knows what he is doing. He has executional skills. You may not like him, you may not like his communication styles, but look at what he's accomplished, O'Leary said of Musk. "If we could get more Elon Musks in the government, this country would not be in this situation it's in, divided so much," he exclaimed. O'Leary also had harsh words for Kamala Harris, especially for her pick of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz for her vice presidential running mate. "He is not a good manager. If you look at his stewardship of his state, Minnesota, it's been not good," the TV star said of Cobb Walz. "Look, people say, oh, you're partisan. You're partisan. No, I'm not. I'm looking at the track record of an individual who came into a state and wiped out job creation," O'Leary insisted. "He wiped out job creation in professional, in manufacturing, in accounting. In every subcategory you look at, those jobs moved to South Dakota, North Dakota." He added that the only job growth in Minnesota has been destructive because it is all in the public sector. "Minnesota only creates jobs in services that are funded by the government. Healthcare, social services. Every other sector's in decline." He's also added a surcharge of 1%, 100 basis points, on top of 9.8% taxes on individuals that are retiring. "And of course, they're leaving the state in droves," O'Leary pointed out. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.